the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So this is part two, or Luisa in the Mediatrix of the Divine Will, on page 14, middle of the page, volume 34, 1:22, 1936. Jesus starts, "In fact, Luisa, the one who lives in my most holy divine will, I, God, find the theater of my life." So here we get a glimpse of what the divine will is. It's to let Jesus reign in us, to let Jesus live in us. It's the true life of Jesus. It's the true life of Mary. And he says very clearly, in Luisa, she's the one who lives in my divine will, I, God, find the theater of my life. Everything that Jesus did is now found in Luisa. The joy, the sorrows, the glories, the pains, the sufferings of Jesus are found in the soul, Luisa, who lives in God's most holy divine will. The moving scenes of my infancy and of my passion. So here we see, this is what God wants to see in us. If we say we want to live in the divine will, he says, I want to see my life. I want to see the theater of my life in you. Okay, so no matter what we're going through, whether it's joy or sorrow, we're always recognizing the life of Jesus in us. He says to Luisa, I want you to be my skin. So what happens is that point is, this is why there's a big difference of the saints, what the saints have done, doing the will of God. And that's the ladder that Jesus showed Luisa, you know, of St. Francis and of St. Clare, of St. Philip, St. Peter. Everyone is completely different. Everyone is completely unique. And they were doing the will of God. Climbing up the ladder to heaven. Well, in the divine will, Jesus says to Luisa, what do you see? Well, it's on the golden ladder, and that's the soul's living in the divine will. She sees Jesus. She sees Jesus. She sees Jesus. It's Jesus' life that's being shown, not any individual life. So when you think about the divine will, you know, Jesus says it's not about becoming a saint. It's not about becoming holy. What the divine will is to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. That's what God wants. He wants to see that in us. So he says very clearly, I see the moving scenes of my infancy. I see the moving scenes of my passion. Then he says this, I find the speaking skies, the suns that love me, the winds that moan with love for me. So here we have everything that God created, not only in redemption, but now everything that God has created, everything shows the love of God, shows God's love for us and our love back to God. And Jesus said that we are to be the voice. Adam was to be the voice of all of creation. So this I love you is going back. The speaking skies, the suns that love God, the winds that moan with love for God. Everything that happens, we are supposed to put our I love you on everything. So this is very important to pray our rounds. Make sure that our rounds are prayed every day. Adoring God and loving God and praising God and glorifying God with God's glory, with God's love, with God's adoration, with God's praise. It's not to do this humanly. This is what God is asking of us. And it's easy to follow the saints. It's easy to echo the lives of the saints. But what Jesus is asking of us through Luisa is to be in God's image and likeness, to do what God does. So it says right here, in sum, all created things have something to tell me. Okay, so this is our job. To adore God, you know, when it's raining, every drop of water is an I love you to us. And we breathe in that divine I love you from God. God gives us that drop of rain to give back to God what is God's. That the blue sky, to recognize that the blue sky is God's I love you to us. And our I love you back to God is God's I love you back to God. We breathe in this thank you, Lord, for this I love you, and we give back to God what is God's. So he says this, a little word, and I love you, and an attestation of thankfulness. It's to echo back to God his I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, to give back to God what is God's. And our Lord loves us so much that he's inviting us to do what he did not ask the saints to do. He asked the saints to do the will of God. He's asking us to live in the will of God, to do what God does. So there's a great difference from what we've learned for the last 2,000 years to now what Jesus has taught Louisa. And that's why Louisa is the firstborn, the newborn of the divine will. Louisa is the one who is doing what God has done. And that's why he says, who is the one that lives in my divine will? That's Louisa, is the one that I find the theater of my life, the moving scenes of my infancy, of my passion. So she's going through the redemption, and now it's also with creation as well. Everything in creation has something to tell me, okay? And everything in creation is to give back to God, and I love you. Okay, so God has breathed this I love you out in every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand. And now God wants to hear this I love you. He wants for us to be the voice of all creation. But who is the one who renders creation speaking for me? It is Louisa, the one who feeds with a voice, this divine voice to all things. Louisa is the one, he says very clearly, who lives in my most holy divine will. So this one, Louisa, has this voice of all things. That's what Adam was supposed to be. Adam was supposed to be the voice of all of creation. So this is what God is looking for. We pray the rounds. Why do we pray the rounds? To be the voice of all creation in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. So he says this. It transforms Louisa so much that there is no love that Louisa does not give. There is no works that this echo cannot repeat in Louisa. Therefore, they can be called its living lives, the repeater, listen to this, of the works of their creator. To do what God does, the repeater of the works of God. Everything out there, especially in the spring, every blade of grass, every leaf on a tree, every flower, everything out there is an I love you to us. And he's asking us to be the voice of I adore you, I thank you, I praise you, I love you, I glorify you. Giving back to God what is God's. Not in a human manner, but in a divine manner, as it says here, the repeater of the works of God. So, God is expecting a lot from us. He's expecting us be so focused on the book of heaven that we can begin to do what God does. We can begin to be that repeater of the, as Jesus says, of the works of God. That's what he's created us. Why? To be in God's image and likeness. That means to do what God does. And that doesn't mean you are God, but he's so generous. He's so gratuitous that he's constantly giving. He's giving us all this I love you in every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand. And he's saying to us, will you take this, make it your own, and give it back to me? And that's why he says, every created thing has something to tell me. It's an I love you. And who is to bring that I love you about is us. It's Louisa first. Mary, our Blessed Mother, did it. being born without original sin, conceived without original sin, as Theotokos, as Mother of God. But Luis is the first human to do this. And God is now saying to us, he's expecting us to begin to live heaven on earth. He's expecting us to be so absorbed in the rounds that it's constant. We're giving back to God this I love you, to repeat, be the repeater of the works of God. So God is looking at us and he's saying, when can I hear this continuously? Of course, we read it, you know, occasionally, but it's got to be a continuous. So from your prevenient act in the morning, to pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, to give back to God all the I love yous that God deserves in the name of everyone and everything, so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. Once God sees this, he says he will give this to mankind. So he's waiting for us to focus on this. And again, there's a lot of things to focus on. But what he's asking us to do is to focus on this great gift of the divine will. Volume 34, 421, 1936. My daughter, not to make a participator of our works, Luisa, the one who lives in our divine will, is impossible for us, triune God. Nor would it be our true love not to do this, because we possess by nature the communicative strength, and we, triune God, want to communicate to everyone our divine goods. So, again, this helps us begin to understand how much he loves Luisa and how much he loves us, and how he wants us to be linked to Luisa. He says, not to make a participator of our works, Luisa, and the soul is linked to Luisa, who Luisa lives in our divine will, is completely impossible for God. He has to make us what Luisa does for God, what we do with Luisa for God, to participate in what he wanted Adam to possess. So he's starting again where Adam left off. He says, it's impossible for me, God, not to do this. So he says, nor would it be true love not to do this. So he's showing us that true love of God is to participate in God, in God's image and likeness. True love of God is to be one with Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, to possess the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary. And the only one that possesses it at this point is Luisa. So Jesus says, I want you to participate in this this true love of God. I want you to begin to live this abundant life that I have given to Luisa. So he says, we possess by nature this communicative strength. We want to communicate. This is prayer. I mean, this is the rounds. This is speaking to God. We want to communicate to everyone our divine goods. We want to give to everyone everything that is divine, the divine qualities of God, as much as you wish or as little as you wish. 30, 60, or 100 fold. Whatever you want, I will give to you, God says. So he says, as God, he has, in true love, I have to communicate. I have to speak to everyone. I have to, and again, you have to remember what speaking is. When God said fiat lux, creation happened. The universe became into existence. When Our Lady said fiat mihi, the incarnation took place. God became man with Our Lady's fiat, linked with the fiat of God. And now the fiat voluntas tua. This word that we speak, may your kingdom come and reign in me, in this dust, on earth as it is in heaven. When we begin to pray that prayer, God says, it changes you completely back into my image and likeness, the way I wanted from the beginning of time. So again, he's looking at us and he's desiring to speak as the Word of God speak to us. And our job is to inhale that voice, and this is the book of heaven, inhale those words and then speak them out to God as our own. He gives them to us, and then we give it to God as if another God was speaking to God. This is the communication he wants. It's just not telling us what to do. He wants us to share in his divinity. He speaks to us, and he wants to be spoken to with a divine language, a divine voice. And again, we're not gods. But this, you see the great love that God has for us by giving to Louisa what he gave to Adam, but even more so now, because Adam did not have Jesus and Mary as his Adam and Eve. He was on his own, basically. And God knew he was going to fail. You have to understand this. Because when you read Louisa, he says, you are the one that I've created the universe for, Louisa. You are the mother of God, Theotokos. She possesses it as mother of God. With Louisa, a human, he says, because of you, Louisa, I didn't destroy the universe. Because it was to be given to you so that you would give it to mankind. And that's what we have to understand. This is not a devotion. This is not saintly. This is not good. It goes way beyond that. It's to share in divinity. Jesus wants us to possess the divine qualities of God. And this is what he's saying. He's saying, we want to communicate, to give to you this, all that we possibly can possess of the divine qualities, as much as we could possess. And he says this, it is the creatures who reject them. And this is what we see. I mean, when you really go back to last week, you know, in listening to Paul going out to kill those who were living the new way. When Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me, that Passover was every day now, not just once a year. It was, they celebrated the holy sacrifice of the Mass. That was the new way of living. And now 2,000 years later, Jesus is saying to us, here is the new way of being Catholic. And that is to be one with Louisa. And again, as he says here, it's the creatures who reject this. That many people do not want anything to do with Louisa Picaretta. I'm satisfied with, you know, doing holy things. I'm satisfied with doing prayerful things and good things and holy things. And it's like God says, I want to give you more. And they go, no, thank you. I'm happy with what I'm doing. I don't want this new way. And our job is to begin to understand that this new way, I mean, that's why the church is falling apart. I mean, it's very, very clear that the catechism hasn't been taught to a generation of children. The hippies of the 60s are grandparents of the children that they can't teach, the grandchildren that they can't give anything to. Everything is falling apart. And the reason is the new way has begun. And that's what I see with the Book of Heaven. As you read the Book of Heaven, especially the calendar every day, as you read this every day, what happens is God is freeing you from the old and entering into the new. And that doesn't mean separating yourself from the Catholic Church at all. It's to fall more in love with Jesus and Mary, to fall more in love with the sacraments and the sacramentals, to fall more in love with our dogma and doctrine, which when you read the Book of Heaven, you get deeper insights into what the Church has taught. But he's asking us, I really do believe, to live this new way. And Jesus says, it's the creatures who reject them. But for the one, listen to this, this goes back to Louisa and hopefully us. But for the one who lives in our divine will, we triune God display in communication, communicating our divine goods. That's the book of heaven. It's not just good and holy and saintly things. It's not just doing the will of God that the saints have taught us. It's now to live in the will of God, which means to do what God does. And that's why we pray the rounds. That's what Jesus did. That's what Mary did. That's what they taught Louisa. You get a glimpse of it with the canticle of Daniel. You know, sun and moon praise the Lord, nights and days bless the Lord. It's to enter into this life of recognizing all of creation and giving a divine I love you back to God. Not just a human praise and a human thank you. It's a divine. And he says this, it's the creatures who reject these. But for Louisa and the souls who link to Louisa, who lives in our divine will, we, triune God, display in communicating. Again, this is speaking. The fiat created the universe. Our Lady's fiat brought about the incarnation, God becoming man. And now the fiat voluntas tua, the speaking, divine speaking, if you want to say, is communicating. God communicates his divine goods to us, and we return back to God his divine goods. So what the Lord is looking at is he's saying, I've given you everything. I've done everything. I all in redemption, you know, crucified, died, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, gave the Holy Spirit at the first Pentecost. And now he says, I want you to get ready for this second Pentecost. Who possesses it? It's Louisa. She's the one who possesses it. Read Volume 17, May 4th, 1925. She possesses this. She possesses the divine secrets of the Holy Spirit. She possesses the divine treasures of the Holy Spirit. So God is going to release these to mankind, but it's going to be through a human. Why did God become man? To redeem us. Why? To get us ready to begin to receive the divine qualities that Adam received when he was created. So God's ready to recreate the face of the earth. He's ready to bring about a new beginning for mankind. And this universal life, this Catholic life, is what he wants us to possess. He wants us to live this. That's what he planned from the beginning. And he says to Louisa, you were the one that I've chosen from the beginning of time. You know, we always thought it was Adam. We always thought, oh, poor Adam, he failed. No, God knew he was going to fail. And he had a better plan. He's given to us more than what he originally planned for Adam. Why do we know that? Because Jesus said, if Adam did not sin, I would have taught him the book of heaven. So Louisa has more than what God gave to Adam. So this preternatural life of integrity, impassibility, immutability, and immortality is what God wants to breathe into us. And this is a whole new beginning for mankind. That's why he keeps on saying, we want to communicate to every human being, past, present, and future, divine qualities, our divine goods. But mankind keeps on rejecting them. Okay, who is rejecting them? If we're not focused on the rounds, if we're not focused on the calendar, then we are rejecting them. We have to have the zeal that the apostles had to live the new way. I mean, that was really shocking. You know, the Jews, how dare you? The Jewish religious leaders, how dare you not follow what we've been taught by Moses? But what did Jesus say to them? He said, your father is not Moses, is not Abraham. Your father is the devil. There is that you have to understand there's in either side there's good and bad. With the Jews, there was the good, and I guarantee you, all the good Jews became Christians. All the bad Jews despise Christ, despise Christianity, and still do to this day. And so our job, if Jesus says, if you really listen to Moses, you would know who Moses was talking about. You would accept me. But your father is not God. It's the devil. So it's the same thing today. Let's look at in our church. There are certain people in our church who are not speaking the truth. I mean, you hear what they're saying and it's not Catholic. And our job is to believe Jesus so much to begin to live this new way. To believe Jesus so much that what he's saying to Louisa, it's either Jesus speaking or it's the devil. Louisa would say that. Are you the devil or are you Jesus? And he'd go, he kept on saying, don't worry, I am the Christ. And it's for us too. We have to either believe this or not. And if we believe it, then it has to be 100%, 1,000%. We cannot compromise on this. I mean, if we really understand what Jesus is saying. And that's what he says here. He says very, very clearly, we, Triune God, want to communicate, to breathe this divine, I love you, in every soul. It's the creatures who reject this. So he looks at us and he says, you know, you've been reading, you've been studying this. Is this your everything? Is it your everything? And if it is, then Jesus says, prove it. He's very, very clear. He's not wishy-washy. That's why you have to have this zeal that the early Christians had to stand up and say, I believe that this is true. I believe that this is what Christ wants. Jesus is the Messiah, and I want to follow this new way. And it doesn't mean you break away from the church. It doesn't mean that at all. It means that your prayer life has to become focused on the Book of Heaven. Your prayer life has to be focused on the Echo Book. Your prayer life has to be focused on the Rounds Book. Your prayer life has to be focused on the calendar. Your prayer life has to be focused on, like this month of May, the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom. Why? You're saying to Jesus, I believe in this so much that everything else I put on a table. I want to focus on this. And that's why he says, but for the one who lives in our divine will, we display in communicating our divine goods. We do not find any opposition in Louisa and hopefully in the souls linked to Louisa. And if this were not so, we would hinder our divine being. You see what he's saying? He says, I can't find any opposition. And again, we have to begin to focus on this life with such great zeal that there is no opposition in us. Whatever Jesus tells us as we read, we say fiat. And it's a constant yes. It's a constant fiat to God. You know, he'll say, every word he said is a divine life that he speaks. So as God speaks to Louisa, and Louisa writes these words down, these are divine lives. That means they're infinite. And so as you read this word with your fiat, God brings to life more in you than he did before. You might have read the word, you know, 10 times before, but with, I want this, I want to believe this, I want to enter into this, I want to possess this, God says, good. You keep on giving your fiat, and I will fill you to capacity. We don't find any opposition in Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. And if this were not so, we would hinder our divine being. He couldn't give. See, once we say no to God, he says, fine. And he backs away. He says if there's opposition, it would hinder being God because he can't give to Louisa and to us all that he wants to give us. It's what goes way beyond what the saints have been taught. You can't find these truths in any of the saints' teachings. It's not there. So he looks at us and he says, do you want more? And when we say yes, he says, keep on reading. Each word that I speak is infinite. And I will share with you as much as you want or as little as you want. So he says, rather, it is one happiness of ours. This is a divine happiness of the triune God. To love, to give, to abound to our beloved creatures. So here he's saying this divine happiness of God. And this is what we want. When we read the divine will, it makes God happy. When we study the divine will, it makes God happy. Why? His divine happiness is love. And each word that he speaks to us in the book of heaven is an infinite divine love. And for all eternity, you go back to that word and it'll be enormous. It'll be unending. It'll be infinite. Because God let's just look at fiat of the universe. It's billions of light years old. And that's just a glimpse of God's I love you. So then he sheds every drop of his blood on Calvary with his mother through her sorrow and suffering, and rises from the dead, ascends into heaven, sends the Holy Spirit to begin this abundant life. It's infinite. This is infinite. So he says, God's divine happiness is to love endlessly, to give without ending, and to abound to our beloved creatures. He loves us so much. Think about this. He loves us so much that he has predestined us to live at this time. It's not the time of, Thomas Aquinas. It's not the time of St. Francis. It's not the time of the saints. It's the time of Louisa. That's what Father Bucci said. The saints were for that time. Louisa is for our time. We have to understand, the more we enter into this gift, the happier God is. The more we enter into this gift, the happier we become. And he's waiting for us to do this. He can't interfere with our freedom. He cannot do that. So he's looking at us and he's asking us, he's pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. He really wants us to possess this. But we have to have that zeal to embrace this life. Again, it's not just okay. You got to be filled with a zeal as the apostles were filled, the disciples were filled. To live this new way. They were so excited that they said, Jesus fulfills everything in the Old Testament. And now they have the New Testament. And they live this life. Now we have the Testament of the Kingdom. And the Book of Heaven. And God is looking at us. And he's saying, don't reject this. See, the thing is, and that's why you don't want to give this to people. You don't cast pearls in front of swine. You don't want to hand them something because if they say no, it's forever. You got to find, somebody who loves Jesus, loves Mary, loves the sacraments, loves the Holy Eucharist, prays the rosary, wears the scapular, who wants to be faithful. You got to find somebody who's faithful and you could say, would you like something a little more than this? A little more, and a lot of people go, there's nothing more than this. And what do? You give them the Book of Heaven. You give them the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom. You give them the Dawn of the Mystery. You give them Father Bucci's book. You say, this is, read this and tell me what you think. Most people will hand it back to you and say, thank you very much. Don't get discouraged by that. It's a seed that's planted. And you don't plant a seed in the ground and have fruit the next day. It takes time. And our prayer, our rounds, The more we pray our rounds, the sooner the kingdom's going to come. So as you advance in the divine will, they will have an easier way to embrace it. That's how it works. I've heard people say, well, you're not ready for this. Baloney. If you can give your fiat, you can have as much as you want. It's to read this and to study this and to give your yes to this. 5:34, 1:4, 1937. So, my daughter, be attentive. And again, that to us is read. Be attentive. Read this. Study this. Listen to every word that Jesus says. Read every single word that he says. Every word is a divine life. And he wants to reveal to you divine truths that he didn't reveal to the saints because they did not have Louisa. So he says, think that every act of yours is dependent on a divine will that envelops it. Okay, so every heartbeat, every breath, every step that you take, Jesus says, is dependent on a divine will that envelops it. So you got to say, I want you to enter into this abundant life. He says, every thought, every word, every deed is dependent on the divine will that envelops it. It forms it and gives it divine life. So Jesus is saying, I want you to be like me, to let me breathe in your breathing. You know, don't breathe anymore. I want you to be like me. Breathe. Let me breathe in your breathing. Let me walk in your walking. Let me beat in your heart beating. And that means that we don't want to do our human will anymore. We want every act that we're doing, one with Jesus, one with Mary, through Louisa. He says, basically, you have to think of this. Every act of yours is dependent on a divine will that envelops it, the divine will that forms it, and a divine will that gives it divine life. That's what God is waiting for. And because the divine will loves you, the divine will wants you to know that the life that it gives you, and this is a confirmation of its acts in you. So here, God loves us. He wants us to have our heart beating by his heart beating in our heart beating. He wants us to breathe by him breathing in our breathing. He wants us to walk with him walking in our walking. And that's what he's saying. Because the divine will loves you, it wants you to know that the divine life that it gives you, and this is a confirmation of its acts in you. So think about it. We want to repair every thought, every word, every deed. From the moment we were conceived, in the name of every human being, past, present, and future, from the moment that they were conceived, and to repair and redo everything as if Jesus beat in their heart beating, that they wanted Jesus to beat in their heart beating, that they wanted Jesus to breathe in their breathing, they wanted Jesus to walk in their walking. So this is what's happening: is the face of the earth is being repaired. It's being redone. And that's the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics. Enkindle them the fire of your love. That's the divine will. Send forth your Spirit. This is this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that's coming. And we will be recreated. That's the transmutation that Jesus tells Luis about. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. So God is waiting for the face of the earth to be repaired. With what? With our fiat voluntas tua. As God created the universe with the fiat lux, as Mary gave God the permission for the incarnation to take place, God becoming man, and now the fiat voluntas tua, everything's going to be repaired. We're giving back to God what is God's divinely, not humanly. And that's what he's waiting for. He's waiting for us to do this. So he says very, very clearly, because the divine will loves you, the divine will want you to know that this divine life that he gives to you is the confirmation of the acts that you do. Every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every word, every deed. I want to do nothing humanly anymore. I don't want that. I don't want my human will to be in charge. I want the most holy divine will to be in charge. I want God to breathe in my breathing. I want Jesus to gaze in my gazing. I want Jesus to dance in my dancing. I want Jesus to swim in my swimming. I want God to be alive in me. I want that more than anything. And so Jesus is waiting for us to get out of the way. You know, be attentive. Get out of the way and let God begin this abundant life. So he says this, therefore, content yourself with dying rather than hindering this wanted. Even from the beginning of your existence, this act done in my most holy divine will. He said, rather, you have to say, see, this is what's so important. I'd rather die than hinder the divine will. He says, even from the beginning of your existence, the moment you were conceived, God had this all planned, even before that. He says, to every heartbeat, every thought, every word, every deed, every breath, every step to be done in the most holy divine will. This is the zeal that God is looking for. He says, you know, would you rather continue to live this miserable human life of yours? And again, what is your human will? Your human will is, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I'm sorry. I don't want to live this life any longer. I want to live in your most holy divine will. That zeal is what God has to see. He doesn't want us to continue to live this miserable existence that we're in. I mean, look at your family. It's generation after generation after generation of sin from Adam on. And God says, enough, basta, enough. He's saying, you know, I want the kingdom here. I want everyone to live in my most holy divine will. That's why I have predestined you to live at this time. To begin to live this abundant life. I mean, you have to maybe even pray for the zeal to live this abundant life. So Jesus says, so how beautiful it is to be able to say, I am will of God because it has done everything in me. I am, small I am, will of God. Because the divine will has done everything in me. No longer am I living my human misery. I am in the will of God. I am living of the will of God. Because of everything that God is doing. He has brought us to this point to begin to live this new way. It's not to, well, I got to fit it in my schedule. No, you've got to begin to live this new way. And this is where the peace, the joy, and the happiness come from. You can't try to fit this in. I'm going to no longer live in my human misery. I'm going to live in God's way. And let the divine will reign in me. The divine will has created me. The divine will has formed me. And the divine will shall carry me in its arms of divine light into the celestial regions as victory and triumph of the omnipotent fiat of God's divine love. You see what that says? That's just astonishing. The divine will has created me. Do we believe that? It's divine will is God. God is saying, I want you to no longer live in your human will. I want you to live in the divine will, God's will. The divine will has created me. The divine will has formed me. The divine will shall carry me in its arms of divine light into the celestial regions as victory and triumph. This is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is the victory of Christ crucified. Why did he die on the cross? So that we can continue to live this way? No. The victory of Christ crucified is to live in the divine will. The triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is to live in the divine will. It's not to do anything less than that. It's the omnipotent fiat. The omnipotent fiat is what God wants us to enter into. the fiat lux, the fiat mihi, now the fiat voluntas tua. The completion of what God has created. He knew Adam was going to sin. He knew he was going to give us Louisa. And who has he given Louisa to? It's to us. We're the shepherds on the field of Bethlehem. We are the wise men of the East who show up. We're nobody. We're nothing. And yet Jesus is saying to us, I want to give you this omnipotent fiat. I want you to enter into this abundant life. And again, it's of God's divine love. This is what he has predestined us to live at this time, to live this new way. And if anything gets in our way to live the new way, we got to turn away from that. We have to have the zeal to want this more than anything. That's what God's waiting for. That's why he created us. He created us to receive this divine gift. It's not the saints. It's not the good and holy and saintly people. It's to begin to live this abundant life that he gave to Louisa. That the life that our Lady lived. The life that Jesus lived. That is the life that Louisa possesses. And God wants us to possess this. Find that zeal. Find that longing for this new way of living. So we'll end in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.